Hello, my name is Corey. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Your company, they charge me $67 for membership fee, and is showing that that's the phone number for customer service. That's why and it says that you can cancel anytime. I did not request any charges to be happen for the last, I will say, 2 weeks maybe. I've been trying to reach for your guys, but somehow they call me in the time that I'm sleeping, or because I am in a hospital and I am disabled, so I don't have. Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, somebody was knocking at my door. That's why I say hello. I say, who's this? So is it possible that to find out how or who they charge and to cancel that membership fee?
I'd be happy to help you with that. May I have your first and last name? Your zip code?
Zip code is 34950.
And your first and last name?
Mario Alvarez.
Okay, so bear me 1 second. Let me see, can I pull up an account?
Please.
Okay, so yes, sir, an account is pulling up for me. May you verify that address?
611 South 13th Street, 13th Street, room number 54B, Fort Pierce, Florida 34950.
Yes, sir. So bear me 1 moment. Let me review your account and see why were you charged, okay?
Yes, ma'am. There was, I mean, I see that they were saying that if you like an item and we're gonna send it to you, just you pay for shipping, and it was like pulling a leg. I did not notice that till it was too late when I saw that there is a charge in my account. I think it was in the 24 in last month, and I've been trying, when I find out about this charge, trying to reach your guys, but it was a different number, by the way. It was another number. And I called that number, but nobody answered. And it says somebody, when there is customer service available, they're gonna call you back. And all I see that a different number start with 925. So that's what gets me to think possible that's the customer service phone number.
Yes, sir.
But the one in the statement is start with eight, I think 814 area code. So
Yes, sir, I do see where you entered to win our tactical bag via sweepstakes. And I can tell you the date in which it originated on October 20th. On October 20th, you received our tactical bag.
Yeah, it was in like almost in the end of last month, the last like maybe 10 days or a week, something like that.
Yes, sir, and with
But it,
electing to receive that tactical bag, that was a welcoming gift into our monthly membership program. Well, yes, you do pay the $67.32 monthly And you also receive a $125 monthly voucher. So each month you pay the $67.32, and each month you receive a $125 voucher. It's because you received the tactical bag.
I appreciate the offer, but I am at this moment, I honestly can't, because I am, like I told you, I have a stroke and I am living in a hospital. And at this moment, I can't, I mean, it's ridiculous from me to keep making orders while I'm here living in a hospital.
Yes, sir.
If,
so I'll
after,
be happy to
after,
get you canceled.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And after I leave from here, I have all the contact information, and I would love to continue with your guys, and you know, because I don't have a source of income to cover my bills at this moment, you know, because of the fact that I am. I'm still taking rehab and medications and stuff, so to recover. But when I recover, then I can get back with your guys.
Okay, yes, sir. So what I have successfully done is close your account with us, so you don't have to worry about anything from us going forward. You don't have to worry about receiving any vouchers or any charges. I can give you that confirmation number.
What about the charge of the $67?
Yes, sir. That's stated. Now, I see what I can do for you with the $67.32. But
because,
as I stated, it is because you received that tactical bag and you elected to receive it as a welcoming gift. But like I said, I was very one moment.
I didn't know. I didn't. Okay, please. Hello?
Yes, sir. Bear me 1 second.
Yes, ma'am. That's the reason I say I'm going to start to speak with your guys better than call the bank and say not recognize this charge or dispute and stuff. I don't want to do that. I go straight to the stores.
Yes, sir.
And your guys, you've been nice to me, so, you know. But it was misunderstanding, and situation is not like.
Okay, so, yes, sir. What I am able to credit you back, or what I'm able to, you know, offer you is, due to the fact where you did receive, you know, the tactical bag, and you do have the $125 voucher, I'm able to credit you back $33.66, which is 50% of that $67.32.
I can return the bag that it came by mail. I can return it to you if that will help. Return everything, and, you know, because I can't be the 67, not even a fracture of that, because the reason why I went, because I thought that this is kind of like an offer for members, but I didn't know that there is a charge for the membership.
Yes, sir.
But to pay the 67, honest to God, I can't afford it at this time.
Okay, yes, sir. So what I am able to do is credit you back the full $67.32, and your account is closed with us. You don't have to worry about any more gadgets, any more vouchers, or anything forward going from us, okay? And I have that confirmation number.
So how much you credit back to my account?
I credit you the full $67.32. And your account is closed.
What about the 67?
That is what I credit you back into the account. I credit you back the 67.32. I gave you a refund, and I closed your account.
67, Okay, I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time and your help. And possibly after I leave from the hospital, I can get back and open the account again.
Well, I understand. Like I said, well, thank you for calling customer support, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you again. You have a wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.